Okay, so, so sorry. We had technical difficulties.
We're back.
We're back.
And ready.
And prepared. Don't hate us. So yeah, we have a new host.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
We were going to go with DJN, but I'm just going to put my full name out there.
Are you, no, you shame. Want to be anonymous?
I don't really care. This
you're
is
you're just
Noah.
Like, you're ready.
Yeah, I'm
this
ready.
This is Noah. My SIN number is...
If you want to date me,
she is hot and ready.
I'm excited. I've never...
She came in heels today, and we're like, girl.
I have the bar after this. You got to come prepared.
She doesn't. She just didn't know how to dress for this. So we are... No, yeah, tell us a bit more about yourself. Are you currently single?
I am currently single.
Yes.
Are we going dating profile? Are we going...
Yeah, so what are you... What are you normally on, dating-wise?
Okay, so... This is going to get sad because I've been on J-Swipe, which...
We only have an hour, Noah.
Okay, we'll go through quickly. There's J-Swipe, which is Jewish Tinder, for mm-hmm. those who don't know.
Yeah.
There was Bumble, Tinder, and recently Hinge, which is an interesting...
Oh, you told me about Hinge.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of people on Hinge. There's not a lot of people in Waterloo.
No, probably. I think it's a relatively new app.
Yeah.
I just heard about it.
It's been around before Tinder, actually. But it's just, like, starting to catch on new.
Yeah. I'm wrong.
Sorry, Britt.
This is why I'm
What
so
else is
alone.
New?
Okay. I did write down some rules for myself. Noah, unfortunately, wasn't here for our last show. But I listened to myself talk, and I made some rules for myself. So I'm not allowed to sign up for things anymore. The docket is full and
late is full.
No.
No, she just like.
Good Lord. No, I was like, every time I was like, yeah, that guy's great. Sign me up. I was just signing. It was just something that I was saying a lot of. And then I'm no longer allowed to be offended because I also said I'm offended. Because
like every time I say something, she'd be like, I'm offended. Offended.
And oh, I'm quitting. I didn't, She's give, triggered. I didn't give myself that rule. All right, so nice to meet you. Never met you before in my life.
Oh my God, who are you?
Yeah, we just recruited her from the Phil's
it's
line.
Be a long hour.
We just found her.
Found her in the Phil's line.
Liked her shoes.
All right, so we'll tell you a bit of what we're going over on the show. So a lot of our show today is marijuana themed.
Because
it's legal. I'm
Woo-hoo.
Crying. I actually didn't know anything about it. I haven't read anything about it. I'm completely unprepared for this day in history because I don't smoke weed.
Oh my God, me neither.
Oh my God. So we're very qualified to talk about weed, obviously.
Yeah.
Should we stop the show now?
Maybe. That's it. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, it's been a real 2 minutes. So yeah, we're just going to go about talking about what does it mean for dating, different cannabis apps that are out there, we promise. We're going to talk about weed-friendly sex. There's an article written by a writer from Pucker Mob that's 20 things you need to know about dating a marijuana enthusiast. So we'll go over a few of those that we found absolutely appalling. We're also going to review some of our Radio Laurier, RL Swipe Right submissions, our latest conversations on our dating apps, personal dating anecdotes, and some more. I believe both my co-hosts had dates in the last week.
Oh my God.
There is tea. We have a pot ready for you.
Honestly.
It's being brewed. Leah's like, hey. I'm like,
it's fine.
I don't actually want them to date anyone, and we just need content.
Yeah,
just
that's
like, go on that date.
True. Honestly,
you need content,
yeah.
Not because I'm happy for you.
It's your job.
Yeah, it's your job.
Now that every time I get asked on Tinder to go on a date, it's like, Leah, it's your job.
We went over this last week. Remember, we were like, Leah, it has nothing to do with you as a host. It has everything to do with you. Or you as a person, it has everything to do with you as a host.
Yeah, the success of the show relies on us.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. So we also wanted to remind our listeners to submit to rlswiperight@gmail.com because we're only three gals with three very pointed perspectives.
You can only swipe on so many people.
I mean, Leah's been swiping on everybody. I've been very... So, I mean, she almost has it covered, but there is that
There's
that
little gap, yeah, that I just cannot to finish.
You, how many matches do you have today?
Do you want to repeat that line?
No, don't want to, no.
Let's
Let me look. So since we started this show, I just reset my Tinder.
She did. She's dedicated.
It stresses me out.
So, and then I said,
I reinvent myself every
time. I just start swiping on everyone.
I'm a different age. I'm from a different area. Oh, I have a different major.
It's You're exciting. Literally like
the Who same, am I? I don't know.
A catfish?
I'm a true catfish, but not by way of like, this is actually what I look like, but the information is completely wrong. It's all off. Because dating without lying is boring.
Oh my god. Who are you?
I'm scared.
Get out.
Who are you? I also lean that way with friends too, so everything I've told you up to this point has been a lie. Mm. But at least I'm honest about lying, so that speaks somewhat to my character.
Are you though? We'll never know.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a black hole.
Okay, so in 2 weeks, I now have 642 matches.
Oh my god.
Can we pause?
In total? Out of all the apps, I don't think I've ever gotten that.
Can we have a moment of silence for Leah's phone battery? Because it's probably always dead from swiping.
Your data? How do you...
Yeah, well, Wi-Fi. I ain't swiping on my data.
How's your thumb?
It's okay.
It's good?
Yeah.
It's not aching?
No.
Why, is this dating related? Did something happen?
No, because she swiped so much. It's an Olympic sport. Thing. At Laurier.
Sign me up.
Okay, I can't. See, you're bringing back my bad habits of signing up for things.
Goodbye.
It's your fault. Anyway, so if you couldn't have already guessed, all our songs are going to be weed related, because why not? So we're going to start with Because I Got a High from Afro Man, and then it'll be followed by James Joint by Rihanna.
Roll another blunt. Yeah.
All right, and we are back.
Welcome back.
Yes. Noah, say welcome back.
We don't know the protocol.
She's like, I'm so nervous to fuck up, and we're like, it's a dating show.
Oh, I'm ready. Just like dating. Nervous to fuck it up.
So again, you're listening to Swipe Right. We're on every Thursday at 9 p.m. with your host, DJ K.
DJ X.
And Noah.
I didn't know you were both. This is like a running joke last week because I kept on being like, I'm anonymous. I can't let anyone know my
name.
She secrets.
Literally said my name 10 times.
I said
She's
my
like,
own
Leah,
name.
Leah, Leah.
I have no concept of what anonymity means. So we're just going to.
I'm an open book.
You're an open book.
Yeah.
I need to protect my. Me. Just me. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to start talking about some of the apps for you users of the marijuana.
Yeah, right. So I was curious. I was like, I wonder if there's like a Tinder for people who smoke. Anyway, so I did a little bit of a Google search, and there's this website called canamatch.ca.
I will refuse.
Anyways, so I was like, wow. Like, they wouldn't really let me see anything like in the website, so I was like... Okay, I guess I have to make a profile.
Yes. This is called investigative journalism.
You guys are so welcome. Anyways, so I signed up, and they have this thing called Canna Roulette. So
yes,
like,
they do.
It's literally like Tinder. So like, pictures of like people's profile come up, and the question above this picture says, "Would you like to chat, blaze, or meet up with them?" And then
all
you can
the
click,
answer. All of the above.
Wouldn't blazing entail the other two things?
No, yeah, it's completely basically. Different. It's completely different,
I don't know.
Noah.
I don't smoke.
You don't know it.
No,
you
yeah, it is. Basically, it is.
Very, very awful app.
So, yeah, then you just go yes or no. So I click yes just for some content, you know? Like I click yes on a couple people, and I was like, whatever. So I was looking around, and there's like a chat center, like where your conversations happen.
A center for messages.
It just says chat center.
Was everyone
like, wow.
wearing like huff socks in their pictures?
No, actually, they were wearing like snapbacks. You know, like
I'm
you know repulsed. the weird webcam
was
pictures.
Your age range 13 to 16.
Well, I just got so nostalgic for MSM webcam
no.
chat.
Stop.
Does anyone know these? I'm old.
Stop.
You don't know.
I'm a youth. I don't know.
Stop.
You guys don't
I never
know
had
what
an
yeah,
MSM
I do.
Messenger.
Okay, calm
she
down.
Doesn't.
I don't. No, I my
I'm
friends
a
had it, but I had strict parents.
Did you?
So
oh
I,
my god. Okay. But did you guys ever? Sorry, this is totally.
We're back
digressing.
On track here,
we're not
DJ
back on track.
K.
We're not back on track because I have something to say.
Oh my god.
Have you guys ever spent time on Chat Roulette?
Yes, and Omegle.
Omegle. What
a dicey, dicey game.
So many words.
I honestly think for our next show, we should all go on chat roulette on air.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And Bowie will be in the camera. Fine. Anyways, Bowie is my dog. Now it's
okay.
DJ.
Anyway, so as I was talking about Canimatch.
She just raised her eyebrows at me. I'm going to jump out the window.
So yeah, you can like add a few twists to your profile, like your preferred method of cannabis consumption. Like, do you like,
oh my God,
like
hit, let's go.
Do you like
let's
hitting the bongs?
It.
Do you like,
oh my God. When I was younger, I used to smoke and we used to do the one hitters that looked like cigarettes so we could do them at the bus stop.
Stop.
But I became paranoid that all the middle-aged white women would just hate me and judge me.
They're probably smoking too.
Yeah, they're probably growing.
Britt used to smoke poppers at the bus stop.
Oh, wait, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question about poppers.
I did sign up for that.
Yeah. I don't know what our on-air
are they poppers
are?
Or is that?
No, that's not a popper.
That's not a popper.
Okay, I had someone explain to me that poppers make you come harder, and that's why people do
that. I'd like to see the receipts for that.
Okay.
And some research.
Hey, we got it coming up. We got an article for later.
Next week, we're going to have a correction corner where we actually update.
Oh my God.
Actually, you know what? During our next music break, we're going to do some research, see if this holds.
We're all going to take poppers.
Yes. We're all going to take poppers.
Let's get high in the studio.
We're all going to be fired. It's going to be a hard no on the next. The next airing. Okay, keep on going because we're
oh my God, yeah.
So rude.
Canimatch. Anyway, so then I was just like looking around the website because it's not actually an app. It's just like you go on your desktop. So it's like it hasn't made it that
I'm
far yet.
Crying.
I kind of get like a MySpace vibe from it. It
yes.
looks like they
Is
made.
Is Tom on there?
Stunning.
Do you remember Tom, your first MySpace friend?
Okay. I just feel like they haven't updated this website since like 2001.
I wish
just
we
like,
could show you their
yeah,
logo
it's,
right now.
It's so Noah, look.
Noah can see it.
That's stunning.
But it's basically like this Celtic artwork worked in with
graphic
a
design
heart.
Is their passion.
Yeah, they didn't spend a lot of money in
no.
that domain.
Anyway, so then I was just like going about my business and then Chat Center.
I had
a message
from
Lionel.
Oh God, I love
from Scarborough.
Oh my God.
And I sent her earlier. I was like, of course.
The Lionel Richie.
Actually, yes.
Basically,
I
look at him.
No, oh I just God. I said what did I say? Of course he's from Scarborough.
Yeah, of course he's from Scarborough. He's 32.
Scarps.
32.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He said, "Hi there. Nice to meet you on this historical day."
Beautiful.
That's so
he
beautiful.
He wanted to share a moment in history
that is
with you.
So
and
beautiful.
I think that's the biggest romantic gesture I've heard of
I think,
all year.
Yeah, I think
it really is.
It really is.
And then
Should we
so,
take a moment?
No, because then I got that message and then I was like, all right, log out. Goodbye. Never coming on this again.
Toss me Lionel's number from Canada.
Yeah, all we know is after this, she has a phone call waiting for her.
Yeah. Surprise.
An MSN chat.
I'm going to bring him in next week. Stay tuned.
Oh my God.
I would not be opposed to that. We could all go on chat roulette together.
Oh my God. So then I was looking through Google again, and then they have this other app that's called Hi There, like H-I-G-H there.
Oh.
So funny.
So it's basically like the Tinder for weed
Noah's
smokers.
Like, not impressed.
Because it's basically, you swipe right on like the person you like, swipe left, the person you don't like. Just like Tinder.
Is this on your phone or is this on our
No, this is this again? Is like an actual
okay, and
app.
And we're back. Yeah. We're back here in 2018. Welcome back, folks.
Yeah, but you can only use this in the States, so.
Okay, well, that's rude.
They're hoping to move to Canada soon.
Yeah.
I mean, catch up with our laws.
Like,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense how they weren't seeing that bill be passed, like, in the future. Unless... I don't know. I think it's been an ongoing conversation for years now. Don't you
Maybe
think that they
it's just not like popular enough.
If you're
already
the CEO
on that app
of Hi There and you're listening,
hey,
need to talk.
Yeah, because we know you are. We know it's reaching
I'll
you.
I'll be a rep.
Well, I don't know anything about weed, but I'll
it's
be a
fine.
Rep too.
It's fine. She'll be a rep too. Yeah.
Underqualified and ready.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then if you just want to use like a traditional app, OkCupid makes it super easy to find 420 enthusiasts.
Yes, they do.
By simply searching for keywords in people's profiles. So either you can search weed, cannabis, 420.
There's cannabis in their profile. Automatic swipe right.
Yeah.
Go green. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I like, we were talking about OkCupid last week, and mm-hmm. I basically only said that I like it because I get to talk about myself.
Have you been on it before?
Of course!
Britt's been there and back.
I've been there. I've dabbled in a few apps.
Okay, we have a veteran.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, because you get to take questionnaires about yourself, so you're essentially just talking about yourself. So I was saying to Leah, I'm like, it's just for me.
Yeah.
I just want to find out more about me.
Yeah.
To lie to people, too.
Exactly. It's exciting.
Did you say to lie to people?
Yeah. I feel like I'm never going to live this down.
Oh, my god.
They're just going to never take what I say to be fact. All right. So how do you guys feel? So you just said that if you saw a 420 friendly in their app, like, description, you would say, absolutely not, sir.
I would probably say no, just because... Mm-hmm. Not like no judgment passed. I don't engage in that.
I'm judging.
You know, like
really,
when you get to a certain percentage on your anxiety meds, it doesn't work with the weed, so you can't dabble in it.
That's fair.
So I feel like they would be missing out because I can't share that with them. You know,
so it's really you just being a kind person and thinking really of them. Nice. Yeah.
I feel like there's also like a difference between people who put 420, mm-hmm. like 420 friendly in their profile, and like people that like. Smoke and then don't put that in their profile. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, there's like a little bit different, like, there's a big difference in quality of the person. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think if it's for me, if it's that much at the forefront of your life that you need to put it on
yeah,
the app
bye.
So that people that you like perspectively might hang out with,
mm-hmm.
that's a little odd.
That's a problem to me. Yeah. I mean, there definitely is a difference between someone like needing, and I don't know, maybe they just want to find other people that smoke weed. I'm not one of
them. I mean, I feel like the odds are pretty high that they're going to find someone who smokes weed. Like, we're in the minority, I feel like. So.
Well, I was just at dinner with my friends, and I was talking about the content for our show this week and how we were talking about how dating and smoking weed can interact on mm-hmm. different levels. And the one girl, I'm not going to say her name, but she had said that the first time that her and her, like, now, her live-in boyfriend, they smoked weed on their first... time hanging out, and that it was that was her first message to him, was that she asked whether they wanted to sesh. And so she's like, honestly, it was kind of nice. It like lowered my anxiety. It created mm-hmm. like a space, like we were obviously had something immediately in common.
Like people like, drink
yeah.
though
yeah well, exactly. So but at the same time, like from my perspective, like I was saying to Leah earlier, you can kind of gauge how drunk you're going to get, or at least I can, mm-hmm. and I hope that most people can.
Or you can just get super fucking high.
Or just get incredibly high.
Yeah,
but
you don't know.
You never know. And what mm-hmm. I also think is so incredible about this legalization is that you're able to see the actual percentage of THC in your product mm-hmm. that you're purchasing if you choose to go that route.
Okay.
And I think that that is so, so, so important because a lot of people... Not, and, like, that's something just in terms of safety concerns for women that are in dating, especially if you're meeting up over an app with someone that you do not know. You don't know what that, where they sourced their weed.
Bring your own weed.
It may be laced. Like, there's been so many of my friends that have gotten into situations where the one was laced with speed. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you know that how that happens, but mm-hmm. she said that she basically greened out mm-hmm. or got really, really sick in a forest. And it was just,
it's terrifying,
right? So I couldn't even imagine going over to someone's house and maybe not thinking ahead and thinking to bring your own supply and having that happen and you're in this stranger's home and I'm not gonna...
Where am I?
Yeah, so it's terrifying. I think, so that's why it's really cool. I really think that this bill is cool, so at least so you know what you're actually smoking.
Yeah, but then that's like, there's another side of that, like, do you wait to like smoke weed with that person? Because like...
Yeah.
So there's a different side of you too, right?
Like, it's hard for me.
Like, would you consider smoking?
It could be.
I think it would be.
I remember when I was in high school and I was seeing this guy who's pretty, like, he smoked pretty heavily, or just socially more so at parties, but we were always partying because we were 18, 19. And he used to, very seductively, I might add, like, he would take a toke and then blow it into my mouth. And it was, like, this very intimate, at least in my impressions, kind of sexy situation.
Brett.
And I was just like, hi, like, breathing in all of the excess. And it was kind of, you know, sensual. I'm making a joke out of it, but honestly, it was pretty... I mean,
get out of here.
If I were allowed to sign up for things, I would sign up for that. So.
Oh my God. I'm out. I'm done. This is my last episode.
Leah, don't go. I just used your real name.
It's okay. I've said Britt.
I didn't even realize. not Brett or Leah.
This is why I started from the beginning. My expectations are low.
Oh, we haven't even said what kind of wine we're drinking.
Yeah. How rude. I'm sorry, guys. I know that you're only listening to hear what we're drinking. Okay, yeah. Tell us.
I honestly don't know. I asked the lady at Wine Rack. We're drinking Pinot Grigio from Antolini Mazzia. Maybe.
That sounds made up.
Yeah. It's fully a legal wine.
My pants are falling down.
Oh, wow.
I just had a really big meal, and I had to unzip the jean situation.
It got weird in here real quick.
And everyone's
Have we mentioned with Britt is single? Everyone,
have I mentioned? Britt is not only single, but she's pantless.
In the studio.
With a dog and two chicks.
Oh, man.
And some wine.
Yeah.
It's going to get wild.
And some liver treats.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh, my God. The wine is fine.
Yeah, I'm the not wine mad is about much it. Better than it's last good. Week.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
You're actually so rude.
I'm honest.
That was a pretty good wine last week.
It was too sweet. I actually went into my work, because I work at the LCBO, and I checked the sugar content.
Just tell them everything about you.
Should please. I also tell them my address?
Yeah, maybe.
And my health card number?
Yeah. Student card number.
It was 15 grams per liter.
That is sugar.
It assaulted me.
Okay, you know what? Same situation. I asked the lady. She gave me that. Yeah. I was like, cool.
So whoever you are, Wine Rack?
No, LCBO.
I'm suspending your license to sell liquor. There isn't one, but if you had one, I'd take it away.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we need to move on because we're taking up too much air.
So, yeah, I was looking a little bit more on Google. Marijuana dating.
She was
dating.
So prepared for this week. I just sat down. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just transcribe this into a Word doc. It wasn't even Word. It was Pages. So we can't even open it.
And then I found this article from Pucker Mob.
Yes.
The 20 things you need to know about dating a marijuana enthusiast.
Because we need to be prepared. As women on dating apps.
Yeah. You never know.
And if you're using Hi There, maybe in the 7 years.
Canamatch.
Kind of get on the Canada. If you even go to OkCupid. Or honestly, with Tinder or Bumble or anything, like every other profile you're going
to
be swiping,
you're
especially
bound to
now
someone.
That it's legalized it and we're starting to like normalize this conversation, it's going to come up so often being like 420 friendly or etc. So we're just trying to be prepared here at the Swipe Right show.
100%.
So we highlighted a couple of the funniest ones. So I'll read the first one and then I'll pass it around.
Yeah,
to
go
my
for
buds.
It.
If you do not like it, nor do you respect his choice to smoke, then you probably should not get involved. Okay.
Woo!
First of all.
Rawr. His body, his choice.
Yeah.
Am I right, men?
I don't want any men's rights talk here. I'm not here for that movement. It's not a thing.
Oh my gosh. I'm out of here.
Just like reverse racism. Not a thing. Anyways, that's not the show for this.
Not trying to cause controversy, but...
No, not at all. I never do that. I'm neutral. But yeah, so, I mean, as much as it's aggressive, it's so true, though. I think personally, like, I wouldn't get involved with someone that smoked at least daily. I think that would, to me, would be frustrating. I also don't want to make out mid-pasties. Not a thing.
What's mid-pasties?
You know
Your mouth
pasties
gets
are?
Really dry.
And it's like this... Oh, it's just disturbing.
I hate the noise. I hate
oh my God.
It's disturbing. Yeah. And they have to drink and drink and drink because it's almost like you're dehydrated.
That's gross. No.
Yeah.
No.
And then they have like these THC like crystals embedded in their fingernails. No. I'm very
We're making a good case
kind
here.
What of weed enthusiasts are you dating?
All of them.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the next one. You should try having sex while high at least once. Agreed.
I feel like I've had sex with people who were high, but they didn't disclose that information to me.
Oh.
Like cool. One time, so there was a period where I was sleeping with a guy, and he said to me, "You don't smoke weed, do you? You don't look like the type." And I'm like,
what does that type look like?
I don't know.
Let's
I felt
not
very
profile
judged.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had sex with someone.
Okay,
high.
Well, try it.
Well, maybe I will. Maybe that's my
it's
homework.
It's like next dimension.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know
oh,
how.
Shit.
I don't even know how to describe it. If you're both high, it's like this, like. Euphoric. I don't know how to describe it. You have to do it.
I don't have time.
Yes, you do.
I'm a very busy woman.
Oh, my.
Fine. Do you want to read number seven?
Okay. If you do feel his is cheating on you with his pot, then you should evaluate the relationship. I feel like this isn't in proper English.
It is. Probably not. And we endorse it.
If they're prioritizing pot over you, or if you feel that way at least.
If they're cheating specifically.
How can you be cheating on someone with...
On, like, something that isn't...
A person.
Well, they could be like,
hey. Get off the pot.
They could be like, hey, you want to hang out? I'd be like, no, sorry, getting high.
That's annoying.
Yeah, you know? Or high every single time you go over there.
It's rude.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily possible. And if it is, I'm concerned about your relationship. So... You can learn a lot about weed culture from your guy, which is incredibly interesting and revolutionary.
Okay, I have a question. Why are they talking about this in terms of someone's guy?
Male pronouns?
Yeah, exactly. We were wondering that.
Strange. I don't know. This is like a new fact that just came out today. Only men smoke weed.
So it's only legal in Canada for men.
For men. If you're a woman, you can't vote anymore, and you also can't smoke weed.
Heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. And 17 steps backwards. So, I mean, I think anyone, I don't necessarily need my weed enthusiast of a boyfriend to teach me about weed. If I'm interested, I can seek out resources myself. I don't need to lean on a man.
If you're dating him, don't you want to be interested in his interests?
Is it because it's revolutionary to know about weed culture?
No.
That's what it says.
But if he was in
this article, it must be fact.
If he was into, I don't know, dirt biking, would you be into dirt biking? Classic. Yeah, I would try to
classic
be.
Classic meta.
Just saying.
No. I wouldn't date someone who didn't have any similar interests as me, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't that's think true. So either. I have no interest.
I can't see myself with a dirt biker, I'm sorry.
Or someone that's into sports. I'm not going to sit there and pretend I give a shit about sports.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't care if Toronto scored a goal.
And you're, like, in love with this person.
But I wouldn't fall in love with them. Because
I
would see that as a character
flaw. You don't
flaw.
Know that.
That is a character
oh
flaw.
Oh, my God. Get away from me.
I have standards. There are priorities in my life, and they do not involve being privy to weed culture.
Or men who like sports.
It's a high percentage.
And this, again, is why I'm alone.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very aware.
Oh, my gosh.
Leah's upset. Like, do we need to take a break?
No.
Do we need to go to separate sides of the room?
Yeah, maybe.
Should we hold hands for the rest of it?
No.
needs to smoke.
Oh, my gosh. Get to know him sober. You don't want to date an unauthentic person.
Brit.
How do you
quantify? Unauthentic? Miss Lyon.
How is that unauthentic? I
How
feel
do you
like...
quantify an authentic person, though, in this day and age? Where everyone's just a different version of who they follow on Instagram.
Sorry, you're high. I'm going to have to get to know you later.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something I would say, though.
Very unauthentic.
I know, because but it's just the unauthentic part which kills me. It's fine. I understand the rationale behind, like, hey, let's get to know each other while we're sober. I mean, that should be a rule of fucking thumb to anyone.
Yeah, if you're smoking on every
Sorry,
day.
This is unauthentic. I can't be here right
I'm
now.
I'm so offended.
I gotta go.
You're
cute, but this is unauthentic.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, this one gets into the workforce. He can teach you how to roll a paper J, a skill that may not be resume worthy.
Aw, men teaching women things.
Yeah, but it sure is something that's good to know how to do, you know, just in case you ever need to roll an emergency J.
In what situation?
Okay.
What would qualify as an emergency?
Okay, relax.
No, but I really need answers.
I have a scenario. I have
the author of
I have a scenario that...
emergency J.
One of my friends had to roll an emergency J.
I feel like that's a
Saved
lie.
Saved her life.
Well, it's not a lie.
Why is it emergency?
She's listening
though?
Right now.
How do you quantify an emergency?
It was 4:20. It was 4:19. She had to roll an emergency J.
And she's alive?
And she is alive.
Wow.
Surprise.
And a Canadian hero.
She is alive and well.
That is revolutionary, folks.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's part of weed culture.
Yeah.
That's what, if you smoke too much weed, you don't understand the words revolutionary and emergency. Let's just insult everybody in one swift blow. All right, so always, sorry, my dog's
killing. We have a dog in the studio.
Slaying my existence right now. Always double check with him before you go in his pantry. You do not want to unknowingly eat a pot brownie. That's an emergency.
But do people have pot brownies lying around? Yeah. Like, do you keep them? Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like people do. Like,
baked to order, baked for consumption.
Yeah, like I feel like it's usually...
Why would you just leave that in a pantry, just hanging out?
Does it expire?
I can understand maybe gummy bears or anything like a candy more, but like with baked goods, it's not good.
You're
to
not
just
gonna
have
like
them
keep
out.
Them in your room. Oh my gosh, Britt's butt is out for everyone to see.
Oh man.
I'm so sorry, everyone. Okay, well maybe do this just one more.
Yeah, I agree.
This is too much.
His laid-back demeanor is adorable. ... Not as precious as his squinty-eyed smile, though.
I can just picture.
Ew.
Yeah.
I think midway through this article, they kind of forgot the point of their article and then just started typing up words so that they could
like,
make
this is
their
due
deadline.
Tomorrow. I gotta get it in.
Are they talking about what Tyra Banks coined as a smize?
Absolutely not.
Or
because
is this...
a smize isn't induced by THC.
That's true, actually.
A smize is
by
induced
model.
By the models of our world.
Do you make the rules, Britt? Or
I did.
Oh.
And I do. They're revolutionary.
Okay. That was a joy.
Leah's
thank you for
so
sharing that article
with
us. I just can't.
Oh my goodness. So we're speaking, one of them was kind of led into our next conversation about how having sex, and you should have sex while you're high.
Yeah.
So we will scroll down on our screen now. And I want to talk about some facts about sex while you're high. Hold on, I have to pull it up my cellular device.
What are you talking about?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, Leah. Have I disappointed you?
She's like scrolling through my computer. It's like right in front of her eyes.
I'm nervous. I want to impress the people.
Oh my gosh.
Noah's listening.
Noah's here.
They're penetrating eyes and her heeled boots, and she's looking at me like I should be more prepared.
Oh my god. I was ready.
She's ready, I'm not. Okay, so the Toronto Sun released an article about dating and weed-friendly sex. So we're just going to go over some of the really fun and informative stats.
It was just released, like, in the summer. So, like, these are, like...
Was it June or July? It was
July.
July, I think it was when it was supposed to be...
The word was out.
Yeah. So the first one is that 82% of respondents said that they would date someone who smokes weed regularly. And 52% of people surveyed said that they'd even get high on the first date.
Wow.
Yeah. It's surprising, right?
Yeah, I think it's like having a drink, though, like we said earlier.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's as if you're just having a drink with someone, so
and I feel like I feel like smoking, like if you go to someone's like house, I feel like smoking weed is not as like, people feel like, I feel like if I was to go to someone's house, I wouldn't drink, like.
I don't know if I would go to someone's house on a first date.
That's true, yeah.
Also.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is a tricky subject.
It is. You could always do it in a park.
Okay. No.
Nail.
I don't think so.
Now you can. Actually, you can't. That's one of the issues.
No, it's
you
can't
do it in a park.
You can't do it near a playground, but you can.
But a playground would be in a park.
That's,
for the most part. Depending
on part.
If you
well, if you if you can smoke
Victoria
a cigarette
park
there.
Has a playground.
Oh, Waterloo Park
also has a
I feel
playground.
Like people are on other stuff at Waterloo Park.
If you can smoke a cigarette, you can smoke a joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for in like the presence of children and.
Okay. Well.
I'm so sorry, Leah. Leah's never responding to any of my messages after this. This episode. She hates
Brynn
me.
Brynn and I are narcs.
We actually have the cops on speed dial. They've been running this whole... You're under the arrest. Don't leave the building. There's a SWAT team ready in the parking garage. And back to the facts. 2 out of 3 Canadians have had sex while high on cannabis and would do it again.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Well, it is our homework, so...
That is your homework.
Homework.
From me.
Homework.
Okay.
So the survey they conducted found that women in general are more weed friendly than their male counterparts, which is so interesting to me because I always like operate under this idea that men are often the ones that
according to this
article.
Yeah. I'm super wrong.
Interesting.
So.
Okay.
Please, like I told you, I know everything.
No.
You do.
Never said that.
Women are also more open to the possibility of dating someone who uses marijuana, specifically 86% of women compared to 79% percent of men.
Mm. It's like a high percentage.
Maybe that's more of a double standard. Like a guy's like, I do too. I don't want a girl who's gonna go out and smoke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like guys would be like, I don't want a girl who's a heavy drinker, which is wrong, like, because there is a double standard there.
Or smoke cigarettes.
They're all and I don't know. I always think hygiene is attached to a lot of that too. Like smelling like weed, smelling like cigarette smoke. Yeah, it's always like that hygienic argument as well.
What about vaping?
If you're vaping,
I'm gonna make a rule that we're not allowed to talk about vaping.
Yeah, that's a trigger word on air.
Trigger word.
Okay.
Vape. All right. Leah, we're having so many problems. This is only our second show.
I think we should take a music break.
We have to go through the last couple.
We'll come back when we come back.
I put some effort.
Oh my god. Okay, keep going.
Oh my goodness. More women have reported using marijuana while having sex, 78% versus only 62% for men, which is super interesting. Mm.
Except for my case.
Except for your case. So I don't know what wrong there. You have to go back to your diary, see where that went in. Honestly. And also, both sex and marijuana flood our brains with euphoric feelings. Sex triggers a dopamine release. And dopamine is the neurotransmitter that activates our reward centers. And alternatively, cannabis activates the endocannabinoid, that's such a long word, system. And those receptors interact with unique cannabinoids found in the brain. So it kind of essentially, it reads the same, like very rewarding, very pleasurable, very euphoric. You're very happy. So it makes sense that they both play on kind of similar reward systems.
If they're both happening at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe women are doing it more because it's more difficult to attain orgasm.
There you go.
100%. Yeah. 100%. And men are just not helpful with the orgasm situation.
Y'all suck.
And not well.
Yeah.
75%. And so 70% of individuals have reported that they've experienced enhancement in pleasure and satisfaction following the use of weed during sex. There's also such a thing as a canasexual coach. Do you guys know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's I said it, folks.
That's what I'm saying. Britt told me to relax.
I don't think they offer that program at Laurier, but I might be wrong. Maybe next year.
Let's try.
Honestly.
We should start. We should teach it.
Honestly, I'm so qualified. All three of us.
I'm qualified. I have a PhD in bullshit.
Oh my god.
So what's their job?
So basically they combine sex with cannabis. And they basically say that cannabis can be consumed, inhaled, or applied through topical products, transdermal patches, and sublingual drops. So like in sprays,
probably
loops.
Not internally though.
Not like, internally, no. But like around orifices. Yeah, on the surface. A little bit of a spray, a little bit of spritz before the penetration.
Oh god.
A little bit of a moisturizer, if you may.
That's crazy.
Quick pill.
That's wild.
But I think it's important because that way you can actually experience this in like enhanced form of sex, but also not get high. So for those, like for myself, I get extremely paranoid when I have, like when I smoke anything. Anything meaning I haven't tried anything else. That was really misleading. Smoke weed, and so that's why I stopped a long time ago. So it's something that you can actually, and it's like your best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't actually have to get high. And then also, I think this is super important. Marijuana can also help with the discomfort during sex. So pain with penetration is reported by 3 out of 4 women, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
Wow. So you've got that big...
Why did you have to make it? It's like, it was such a nice, beautiful moment and like piece of information for people that experience a lot of pain.
Just saying.
Who have a shallow canal.
That's fine. I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying.
You had to go there.
I think she's commenting on the guy's part of it. She's
not.
I am. I was going to say a big...
You can say dick on here.
I just don't want to say it in the tone I was going to say it in, you know?
We're censoring our tone now. Okay. All right, so we're going to branch off to a music break because we've both all talked too much, mostly me. So we're going to do Mary Jane by Rick James. So stay tuned.
Hey guys, so sorry about that, quick. Don't look at me like that.
I just love you, it's fine.
Sorry about that quick change
Yeah, we wanted out of the more song. Time to talk.
Yeah.
Just been gabbing up a storm.
We really have.
We need four hours, I've decided.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone would listen the whole time.
They would. We're
100%.
We're that interesting.
I am. So talk about
this. Okay, so Noah has a story.
I have a story. Okay, go. So I have a question about texting games.
Okay.
So basically, I was talking to this guy.
Okay.
Don't know if he's tuning in. Hopefully not.
I hope so. But
if you are, this
hi.
Hi.
So there's this game called 20 Questions. Are you familiar?
Of course.
Oh okay, my
so
God.
When you think about 20 questions, what comes to mind?
Fuck boy.
Thank you. What comes to your mind, Britt?
Anxiety.
Okay.
Because I never know which questions to ask.
Yeah, I suck at asking the questions.
So I get really nervous.
That was what my idea of it was as well. I thought that guys usually the 20 questions is a way to ask, like, so are you a virgin? Or, like, how you guys
wait,
have you
when
been
were
with?
You playing this, like, recently?
After my wisdom teeth surgery.
So,
I was
last
on many
kinda
drugs
high.
Last week.
Good Lord.
I did not initiate, but the person asked me. I declined. I was, like, very abrupt about it. I was like, listen, this is a high school game. I'm not into that. And they were kind of like, okay, like, that wasn't my intention, but I'm sorry. So, and I was like, yeah, I just had, like, I've had experiences with that. I know where you're trying to get with this.
And then, setting boundaries.
I was really just, I was against the 20 questions initiation. And then it came up again. I sort of asked, we were talking later on, and they said that they had no idea that it even had that
really
attachment to it. And I don't know if it was because they were an older person or if it was because, I don't know, maybe they've
like
never
it did,
experienced
it. Like, it had, like,
it.
A sexual attachment.
Yeah, that it had, like, a sexual connotation.
I feel like every time...
How old is this person?
27.
Okay, he's, like, closer to my age.
That's not, like, it's still, like, people know, right?
People know, and it's annoying that he's pretending he doesn't.
I feel
so
like,
hi.
You think it's pretending?
Yeah.
Hey, how is it going?
Because you were like, hey, I'm not into it, and it's lame. And then he's just like, oh,
I feel
no
like
idea.
If you have a question, just ask the question.
Ask the
why
question.
Do you have to play 20 questions?
And I was like, oh my God.
I'm learning so much. Well, I have no idea. I personally, I'm not, like, it was like high school the last time I'd been asked to play it, so I don't know.
It's like, what's your favorite color? Oh, what's yours? Blue.
Are you a virgin?
Are you a virgin? What's your favorite position?
What comes up on Urban Dictionary? What are you wearing?
What are you wearing right now? Yeah. Can I eat it?
No, I believe them. That wasn't their intention. But I don't know.
Oh my God.
Has anyone ever asked you guys to play it?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Shut
really.
Up. So many people probably ask you, like, no, sorry.
I'm too cool.
Yeah,
you're
too cool for school.
Interesting. Refuse. Well, did we have any listener stories we wanted to share?
Yeah, I can quickly read Paige's.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Her name's not Paige. It's
Rebecca.
I was gonna say produce, but didn't know my
Lord help us.
So she said, on a first date, within the first hour, I was asked if I believe in God, what my political views are, and if I've done hard drugs.
I ask all of these questions on my
not
first
within
date.
The first
oh,
hour.
No.
I mean, I can understand needing to know where you're
hey, like,
at,
like,
but maybe second date it.
Hey, like, what kind of hard drugs do you do?
She also, I this is so funny, it. She's like, I had an IBS attack. And so
relatable.
Irritable bowel syndrome, for those of you who do not know.
Oh my
and
God.
Almost shit myself on a date after eating pierogies, and the guy had to drive me home. So after going on a Tinder date and meeting for the first time, the dude asked me to go to a different city that he lived in for a few days, then asked me to hang out two more times and asked to talk on the phone thrice the week after the meeting. That sounds like a stage 5 clinger.
Yeah.
That's
wait,
like, I'm taking out
a
restraining order.
I have questions about the IBS attack. As a fellow sufferer with IBS, as part of the Jewish community, it's very prevalent.
I did not know that.
Oh my God, so
is
prevalent.
It hereditary?
Probably. I don't know. All the, yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't know the
specifics. I don't know the science.
I don't know the details. What I do know is, though, yeah, those situations happen. And how did she explain to him what was going on?
I guess
on?
So. If she said that she had to go,
she
that had to have
go,
him drive
but...
him home. Although, I find with anyone that's, like, lactose intolerant or IBS sensitive, they do not listen to their diet restrictions.
I
and
don't
want to
restrict my
roulette
life.
Roulette with it.
I wonder if
yeah,
triggers
but restricting,
IBS.
Wouldn't you choosing to eat those things and then having an attack restrict your life more than if you weren't to choose those things and eat those?
So,
and
okay.
I'm saying this without it, so I'm so
the
I'm sorry.
The this week's show is now bowels. No.
We're going to sign off with bowels and diarrhea.
No. I guess it's just like getting stomach aches when you eat something. So it's like anything gives you a stomach ache. But yeah, I feel like with anything, in moderation.
Yeah, moderation. Just like eat blocks of cheese in moderation. So just one block versus six.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we have to head out because
thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for hanging out and like watching or hearing Leah and I fight all night.
It's fine.
Hearing my dog.
I had a good time.
Bowie.
And we're going to sign off. So thanks so much for listening. We're going to be back next Thursday at 9. Check our socials to see what we're going to be talking about.
We might have some more stuff out this week.
Yeah. We also have a Dirty Bingo event. Hosted by Kine, the drag queen, at Chainsaw on November 8th from 6 to
10. 6:30 to 9:30, I believe. 6 to 10.
Well, just check our Facebook page and all that information will be there.
Listen to our lies and
if you
want to
win some cool sex toys or...
Cool sex toys, blow up dolls, fleshlights, strap-ons,
there's literally like an anal.
A dog.
An anal.
There is one anal.
There's an anal cavity where you can stick your penis in.
One can do the job. Anyways, we have to leave. We're so rude. Good night.
Good night. Swipe right.
Swipe right.